This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Saturday, U.S. President Donald Trump is planning to hold his first in-person event since testing positive for the coronavirus, and a campaign rally is set for Monday. Get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
The first event is at the White House. The rally will be in Florida. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the government's top infectious disease expert, says the president appears to be following CDC guidelines.
10 days from the onset of your symptoms. So apparently he started getting symptoms on Thursday, last Thursday.
There is another big guideline.
2 negative tests by PCR, 24 hours apart.
As long as the president fulfills the criteria of the CDC of being non-infective,
then I would feel okay.
Fauci cautioned the White House again to avoid large-scale gatherings of people without masks. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Meanwhile, President Trump said in an interview on Fox News that he stopped taking medications to combat coronavirus about 8 hours prior.
I just felt very good. You would have sort of a sore throat, just to add to what we were saying, but I felt really very, very good after taking this for a period of time. It's a transfusion, not a shot.
Mr. Trump went on to say that he does not like taking meds. He credits an experimental antibody drug for helping him recover. He adds that he's trying to get federal health officials to quickly approve an emergency use authorization from Regeneron Pharmaceuticals, which provides the antibody drug. Health experts say it's not a cure, but experimental antibody drugs like those are among the most promising therapies being tested. This is VOA News. Delta has been downgraded from a once powerful hurricane to a tropical storm as it moves inland across the U.S. South. The National Hurricane Center in Miami said Delta came ashore Friday evening in southwest Louisiana as a Category 2 hurricane, but quickly weakened and has become a tropical storm as it moves inland. Forecasters say the storm is moving to the north-northeast on a track across central and north Louisiana that is expected to continue through Saturday morning. The system is expected to become a tropical depression later in the day as it moves across northern Mississippi into the Tennessee Valley. The presidential debate that was scheduled for next week has been canceled. We get more from AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
The Nonpartisan Commission on Presidential Debates confirms the debate scheduled for next Thursday, October 15th, between President Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden is now officially off. After the commission announced Thursday it was changing the format to a virtual debate, the president balked. The commission made the decision because Trump had contracted COVID-19. After Trump said he would not participate in a virtual debate, Biden scheduled a town hall with ABC News for that night. The final debate, scheduled for October 22nd in Nashville, Tennessee, is still on. Mike Gracia, Washington.
With Russia's mediation, Armenia and Azerbaijan agreed to a ceasefire in Nagorno-Karabakh starting at noon following 2 weeks of heavy fighting that marked the worst outbreak of hostilities in the separatist region in a quarter century. Country's foreign ministry says in a statement that the truce is intended to exchange prisoners and recover the dead, adding that specific details will be agreed upon later. The announcement follows 10 hours of talks in Moscow, sponsored by Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. If the truce holds, it would be a major diplomatic coup for Russia that has a security pact with Armenia, but also cultivated warm ties with Azerbaijan. Spain's government has declared a state of emergency in Madrid, wrestling control of efforts to fight the spread of COVID-19 from local authorities in a region that is experiencing one of Europe's most significant coronavirus outbreaks. We get details from AP correspondent Sharia Shackley.
The 2-week ban imposed by Spain's national government on reluctant regional officials prohibit all non-essential trips in and out of the capital and 9 of its suburbs, affecting around 4.8 million people.
That's AP's Zaria Shackley reporting. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.